The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chazayin. The Gemara over here is discussing the halacha of selling a behema gasa to a goy. The Mishnah taught us that it's usher to sell a behema gasa to a goy because we're concerned about one of three things. Either shaila, schirus, or nisyoni, like the Gemara said before. Either we have a gzeira, that if you sell an animal to a goy, you'll come to lend an animal or rent an animal to a goy, and we hold schirus loy kanya, and therefore, if the goy does malacha with this animal, the yid would be over, either the yid would be over because of mechamer, or the reason is because it's a gzeira that what the person may sell the animal to the goy during Bein HaShemashes, right before Bein HaShemashes, and in Bein HaShemashes the animal will hear the voice of its master and will carry a load while it still belongs to the yid. And again, the yid will be over the isra of mechamer. So the Mishnah said, Ben Baseira Matir Besos. Ben Baseira holds that when it comes to a horse, there's no problem. Why? Because the horse never does anything that the owner could be chayiv on, could be over on the lava mechamer because of that mice. Why? Because the Maseira holds like Rav Nosson holds chay noisy asatzmai. A live person carries himself. And therefore, if one person were to pick up another person on Shabbos and carry him from one rishus to another rishus, or four amas and rishus rabim, he would not be chayiv. So therefore, the horse, which is generally not used to plow a field, or to do any other kind of work. The only work that a horse is generally used to do is to carry people on its back, since carrying a person is not a malacha, because chayin oisei asatzmai, so therefore, the owner of the horse stands no chance of being over on the isra of mecham. So Reb Chaim asks a gevaldig kasha. Reb Chaim asks, that the Gemara says in Shabbos as follows. The Mishnah says, Noitel adam is v'noi v'evan b'yadoi. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hoitzi tinoi chai, v'kis tali b'tzavarei chayif. If you carry a live child, and there's a wallet hanging around his neck, you're chayif mishum kis. Zok the Gemara. Frech the Gemara, v'l chayif nami mishum tinoi. Why are you only chayif because of the kiss? You should be chayif also because you carry the child. And for the Gemara, Rava k'Rav Nosson s'rilei. Rava holds like Rav Nosson. The Amar chaynei se'es atzmai. Who holds chaynei se'es atzmai. Then the Gemara explains that the kiss is not considered batel l'gabei tinoi. The kiss does not become part of the tinoi. I mean, become negligible compared to the tinoik. And therefore, when the person carries a tinoik, and the tinoik is holding a kiss, when the person carries a child who's holding a wallet, it's as though the person carried the wallet directly. Frekt Reb Chaim, true. The horse will only carry, when the horse carries a person, the owner of the horse can't be over on the lava mechamer, because chay noisi asatzmai. But what about the things that the person is holding in his hands, or the things in the person's pockets? We know every guy riding a horse worth his salt has pockets full of all kinds of important items. So if so, the owner of the horse should be chayiv when the horse carries the person and their items in the pockets of the person on the horse's back, just like if the owner of the horse himself would have picked up the person with the items in his pocket, the owner would be chayiv. So too, if his horse carries the person with the items in his pocket, the owner of the horse should be over on the lava mechamer. That's the kasha of Reb Chaim. So I heard a teretz from my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller. He said a very interesting, beautiful teretz. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. We know, the Mishnah says in Shabbos that if a person takes a fruit in Rosh Hashanah and he throws it four amos and it lands on a wall and it sticks to the wall higher than Yotvachim, the Mishnah says, the person who threw the fruit is potter. Why? Because although he was over on the Isra of Maver Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, there was no hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah. Since the hanacha, the landing of the item took place on the wall higher than 10 tefachim, and the airspace of Rishus Rabim, higher than 10 Tfachim, is not considered part of Rishus Rabim. It's considered a Makim Ptor. It's considered a separate Rishus, a Makim Ptor, for which a person is not Chayiv at all on Shabbos. And therefore, the person who threw it is Potter. In other words, the airspace of Rishus Rabim, higher than 10 Tfachim, is not considered part of Rishus Rabim. And if you do Akira or Hanach in that area, you're Potter. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that if a person carries something on his shoulder, he's chayiv, even though his shoulder is higher than Yitzfachim. Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas. We derive this halacha from the fact that the Levium and the Mishkan used to carry some of the Kalim, either the Arayin or the Mizveach. They used to carry it on their shoulders, and the Kali was not in the Rishus Rabim, it was higher than Yitzfachim. And nevertheless, they were chayiv. So we see from here that if you carry something on your shoulder, although it's in a Makom Ptur, it's not in the Rishus Rabim, nevertheless, you're chayiv. It's a new chiyuv that we learn out of Masa B'nei Kahas. So Rav Shlomo Miller, this halacha might be restricted to the actual item that's sitting on the shoulder of the person. In other words, when a person carries something on his shoulder, that we can learn out of Masa B'nei Kahas. But this new halacha that the Gemara in Shabbos taught us, that although I'm not directly carrying the kiss, I'm just carrying a tinoik, and then we say chayin ezeis atzmai. But nevertheless, since I'm carrying the tinoik, and the tinoik is carrying a kiss, it's considered as though I'm carrying the kiss. Who said that we can learn that halacha and use the concept that we derived out of Masa B'nei Kahas? Who said we can apply that concept to this new type of itzah of carrying something via a tinoik? It's possible that halacha that we learned out of Masa B'nei Kahas, that if you carry something on your shoulders, although it's l'malam yutfachim, it's as though it's l'matam yutfachim, that would only apply if you're carrying something directly. But if you're carrying a child who's carrying a kiss, and that kiss is l'malam yutfachim, it's very possible that cannot be learned out of Masa B'nei Kahas. In that case, there will be a ptur because it's l'malam yutfachim. So therefore, since generally speaking, perhaps always, the back of the sus is going to be higher than yutfachim, so if we would not hold like Rav Nosson, then we would hold that chai is not noiseis atzmai. So just like if I would carry a person on my shoulder, I would be chai. If so do my animal carries a person on its shoulder, the owner of the animal is over on the lava mechamer. However, for items in the pockets of the person riding on the animal's back, that may very well not be chayiv because of the fact that those items are, generally speaking, going to be higher than yutfachim. And therefore, the Gemara is right when it says that since Ben Besera holds the chayin oiseis atzmai, there will be no way to be over on the Israelite saw by selling the sus to the goy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.